Oops, welcome everybody to Live at the Hive, episode 222. I am your host, Dan Nedelko.
And I'm Paige Gervais.
And I'm Yegna Gordia.
All right, the gang is all here. Me and the ladies today, we are going to be talking about some underknown Shopify store channels and distribution techniques that you can easily integrate into your Shopify store experience. And we're also going to talk about some creative, and we're going to talk about being engaging. That's Paige's specialty with brand. And we've got the Gen Zs on today. Are you guys both, you girls are both Gen Zs?
I'm technically on the cusp.
You're on the cusp. Okay. Well, that's good. So I'm going to be the boomer. I will be the Gen Xer. And yeah, so one of the things with Shopify and with e-commerce that we often see is people will go in and set up their Shopify store, set up their products, go to all this hard work, and really try to just drive consumers over to the store to purchase. And, you know, what we want to do is have, thank you, Dan Duran. Boomer Dan is in the house. That is right. That is me, the old guy. Technically, I'm Gen X, to be honest with you.
And
I'm not on the cusp. I'm right in the middle of it. I think it's 1968 to 76 or 77, and I'm 72. Gasps.
Okay, whatever you say.
Yeah, that's right. 1972. OG. So while we wait for the teeming masses to come on in here, first I want to say, if you're watching on Facebook, please give us a like and a follow. If you're on YouTube, give us a like and a subscribe. If you're watching on Twitch, would love to get your follow. And same thing on all of the channels we are streaming on today. Dan Duran is saying, yes, we are old. Yes, I know. I'm staring into the cosmic darkness of 50. That's happening to me this year. But it's all good. It's all good. So yes. So please like, comment, subscribe. If you've got any questions or comments, feel free to leave them in the live chat. And if you're watching this on demand, feel free to leave a comment. We do monitor the comments. We will get back to you if you've got any questions or anything maybe doesn't make sense or you want clarification. So yeah, just to kind of take a step back here, what's coming in the world of Shopify is what's called headless commerce. And that's where your Shopify store is going to be able to power integrated shopping experiences on social networks. So you'll be on Instagram, you'll be on TikTok. Well, by the way, what are your social media networks of choice, ladies?
Oh, TikTok and Snapchat.
Snap. Okay. Snap. Yagna, how about you?
Mine is Instagram and TikTok.
Instagram and TikTok. Okay. Remember there used to be the Visco girls versus the, what was it?
Oh yeah.
I think it was against like Instagram versus Visco.
Yeah. It was like IG baddies against Visco girls. That's what it was. Yeah.
That's only like 4 years ago, so maybe it's before your time, Yagna. That's okay. So anyhow, yeah, like the basic idea here is your Shopify store can become a power, the engine that's powered on Instagram, on TikTok, on Snapchat, on Facebook for the boomers out there, on Pinterest. Effectively, the concept is you take your content, connect it to your account via an XML data feed called a product catalog, and then you can tag posts. And what Instagram has released in the States, and it's soon coming to Canada, will be an integrated checkout on Instagram so that your consumer doesn't even have to leave the experience at all. They're going to be within the social media network that they've been on. The checkout will happen, the transaction will happen, and it's all very seamless. So today we are talking a little bit about all that fun stuff. And I'm just going to share my screen here. There we go. And let's see. Hey, I haven't I haven't dropped my internet connection today. I'm feeling good.
By the way, wait. Please. But 222, no. This episode is an angel number. So I think your internet will be good today. I'm manifesting that.
It's an angel number.
Yeah, it's. I think it stands for like new beginnings and good luck, something like that.
Well, okay.
Good luck, everyone.
I like it. I like that. I like that idea. And now we're talking about good luck and e-commerce. So health, wealth, and prosperity kind of thing. All right. So please drop your favorite social media network that you spend time on down in the comments as well. Pippa's saying the new beginnings of reliable internet. Trust our gods at Rogers? I don't know. I actually was on a call with a client today and came up with a concept of the telecom therapist.
Oh my God.
You could just vent to somebody about your anger towards them.
That'd be nice.
actually, not a bad idea. Eh? So yes, we're looking ultimately, Stacey is saying, Paige is a hippie after my own heart. Modern day hippie.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking to boost sales on your Shopify store and get that distribution, that big distribution. And really the way to do it, there's some technical components. They're not really that super technical, but it can get confusing because there's a lot of connections you need to make into these social networks. And it involves the beast that is Facebook Business Manager, which can be terrifying because it is fairly complicated if you don't know what you're doing. But we'll be talking Facebook catalogs. We're going to be talking TikTok storefront, live streams, Snapchat, and catalogs, obviously. Instagram, the feeds and stories, the connected store, and also the seamless checkout, and a whole bunch more. Yeepee. There we go. So starting off, the first thing that you want to do is you want to start to integrate all of your channels with the social networks. Oh, geez, here we go. Benny B is saying, I can't wait to hear about all the B-essentials. Very good. Mm. Very good. Oh, I meant to hit the applause. I missed. All right. So that was a... See, I got my sound effects back. My Stream Deck started working again today, so I'm happy about that. So actually, let's just dive out of this a little bit. And ladies, feel free if you want to jump in at any time, please feel free to do so. I have set up a new development store. It's actually not a development store anymore, but just for fun and to show here. So I set up a fun little site called Corporate Limbo. And it's going to sell stuff like mugs that say you're on mute and that kind of thing, just for fun, to show everybody what can be done and how it can be done. So this is a standard Shopify starter store, nothing fancy, $29 a month. And as you can see here on the side, and I don't know if it's easy enough to see here, but you've got your standard Shopify functions, and then you'll see the sales channels area down here on the side. And the sales channels are the things that you can add to connect your Shopify store to Facebook Business Manager, Snapchat, TikTok, Pinterest, keep going straight on down the line. It pretty much connects with every major social network. I'll just show you here, these sales channels, there's tons of them in here. Okay, and then if you go to the Shopify app store here, I'm not gonna risk it. Oh, okay, there it goes. And then you can see there's tons and tons and tons of different apps and channels that you can add to your Shopify store. Okay, so let's just dial back for a quick sec.
And it's kind of nice because you can just kind of, I guess, see them all together so that they're not all separate. It's just like your kind of your general hub for all your stores and platforms.
Sorry, I'm laughing at the comment. Pippa would like a mug or hat that says CEO of No. You got it. And I'll actually show everybody how we're doing this. And this, the genesis for the idea of this live was actually that I have a friend that's in contact with Instagram. She managed to get in touch with Instagram directly. And they did let her know that they're moving really heavily towards an e-commerce model on Instagram and connecting your store and the shopping and your Facebook commerce is the way to really start to boost organic growth. That's what they're tuning the algorithm for. So that's where that came from. So anybody want to run through the Facebook shop and the connecting to Shopify quickly, or do you want me to do it?
Go ahead, Yagna.
Okay, you can do that. Okay, so running your Facebook shop to Shopify, it's really simple. Once you're connected and integrated with the Shopify channel, it opens up a number of opportunities for you, and you can synchronize all your product catalogs directly into the Facebook shop via Shopify, and you can generate sales reports, sell unlimited number of products. You can create a product catalog out of yourself, out of your shop, and then with Shopify, you can also manage your orders and shipping through Shopify dashboard as well. And you can create campaigns, do advertising for your products, do promotional activities, which are already integrated into Shopify, which makes it easier for you. Mm-hmm. And Facebook Shopify is different than Marketplace. It's both of them are different thing.
Yes. That's a great distinction to make, because I think that might be a little confusing for some, but we will show you what Shopify's commerce, they call it the Commerce Manager now, and not to get nerdy, but basically what it is you'll have inventory, or if you're using an on-demand service like a Printify, for example, or dropshipping, you typically will be synced up with available products. But that is a feed that tells Facebook how much of a quantity you have. So if you're updating your store, you don't need to do anything. It's already done for you. And what that gives you the power to do is to create and connect your products into what's called the Facebook. So here's an Instagram app preview of a Shopify commerce account. And as you can see here, what you'll have is a view of your actual store with the products synchronized in real time with your actual Shopify store. And it'll always be up to date. And you can tag your products in your own posts. You can promote your products. You can promote and boost your posts and your products as well. And it gives you a great deal of flexibility in terms of how you are going to display. And so this sync is live, right? And it's going to happen on Facebook, and it's going to happen on Instagram. And again, just imagine you've invested all this time into potentially building up, and depending on the accounts, you may have tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of followers. And take a straw poll of our panel today. How often do you check somebody's profile, click the link tree, go out, browse, and purchase from Instagram?
Yeah, no. I just want like maybe two steps and I'm good.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never shopped from Instagram. I do stalk the profile and do see, like, explore things, but never shopped.
She's like, I do stalk profiles.
Well, that is a big part of Instagram for sure, stalking profiles. I think the important thing is where your content can have context for a purchase. And if you can keep within the social network, you can potentially get that sale, at least create that brand awareness as well. But if you don't have this connection set, you're going to have a real hard time crossing consumers over from your Instagram, from your TikTok. I've seen various numbers, but it's less than 10%, far less than 10% of people will actually leave the network and go to another network to purchase.
Yeah, I'm also like, I can be victim of like impulse buying, but if there's too many steps for me to purchase the product, I'm going to be like, okay, Paige, you don't need this product. It wasn't meant to be. So if you make it simple, I'll buy your product.
Yep. And again, I'm gonna bring this up here with a sample store. As soon as that's done here, there we go. So this is what the Commerce Manager looks like. Once you get connected and you just need to be logged into your Facebook Business Manager, add the sales channel, and then the sync will happen. You'll become approved. And then you'll be able to filter. You have all your attributes over here. Now, this is on Facebook Business Manager within the Commerce Manager. This is synchronized in real time. Well, yeah, pretty much real time with your Shopify store, which in this case would be existing over here with their various products, right? And so The sales channel will allow you to take advantage of the Facebook and Instagram networks. It's kind of the first, that's the first thing to keep in mind. So that's the first distribution channel that you can have there. Okay. So some of the other features that are made available to us, we can showcase your product and collections, customize them. You can create custom collections as well and display them in any way that you want. So for example, if you have a large 20 to 27 year old female audience on Instagram or Snap, and you don't want to show the 240 products you have, or you want to showcase a specific drop, then you can then filter and create that so that you're only showing your top items on the most appropriate channel. Okay. The other thing is that you can obviously, you're in a social network, and there's much more real time. You're going to have DMs and messengers, all of which has risen in popularity over the past 2 years.
Yeah. And I believe that they will even, that they'll send like a notification through your messenger if someone makes a new order or abandons their cart. And stuff like that. So that's also just nice to get those push notifications if you want them, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's part of that integration. Let's just see here. Pull up, see if I can get TikTok here. I'm going to add a sales channel. Okay, it's not right in front of my, hands right now, so I'll just leave that. But TikTok, so you've got Instagram, you've got TikTok, and I think this is fairly common. We see this quite a bit. Depending, you may have a TikTok, you may have an Instagram, you may have a Twitter and a Snap, and depending, so you want to be on all of those channels and make sure that you've got the capability, because your reach now, it makes the investment you've made into social media, the money that you've invested and the time that you've invested, either or, it really starts to connect the dots around what that investment can actually mean for your business mm-hmm. in a real tangible way, right? Okay. So.
Yeah, definitely. So we're on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that. Well, great. I think TikTok is a great way to showcase your Shopify. It's great. Obviously, it's one of the biggest social media apps currently. So there's room for a lot of exposure with this. And the nice thing is it does allow you to target certain demographics and advertise your store to people who may be interested. The other nice thing is just if you wanted, you could easily collaborate with influencers. So maybe they're wearing your clothing. And if someone wants to purchase, they can do so right in the app. And it's also nice just because you can keep things very casual. I mean, that's how we advertise on TikTok is very personal, very casual. So I think that's a really good spot to have your products, and especially with the younger demographic that are on TikTok. I know a lot of teenagers like to do shopping. I like to do shopping. I found a lot of great products within TikTok. So mm-hmm. I really like that they integrate that.
Yeah, I think the one example that we had been talking about as we were discussing this week, I don't know if your For You page is like mine, but I have a lot of dog stuff on there on Dog Talk. Yeah. So the infamous Floppy Fishy was an ad that they did really well with. And I know several people that have purchased them, and I myself have purchased directly from TikTok. I am a victim of
no shame.
There's no shame in the instant purchase. I actually don't instantly purchase. I usually, it's like 3 to 5 times I interact if it's a good ad. And we're going to talk a little bit about this as well. Stacey's saying I did after we talked about
oh
it.
Oh my god!
Stacey bought the Floppy Fishy for her pups. Excellent. That's the way the world should work. Yeah, for sure. One of the things is that you definitely want to have but it's an excellent point that you make there, Paige, is it's casual. You've got to create content, not ads. I would suggest creating content in the context of the product that you've got that you're selling, and then give people the option of purchasing directly from the network. So you could create a whole series of posts, depends on what it is, but let's just use the stories format as an example, mm-hmm. right? You could create a whole series of engaging, content-driven, solution-based videos, and then you can boost and promote those and link your product directly to that content, and now you've got a sales channel.
Yeah, definitely. It's perfect for that.
And by the way, everyone, Paige got a new microphone and it's working.
I'm like, I should do some ASMR on here.
There you go. That's ASMR. It's just weird.
I hate ASMR, like with a burning passion, but that's another story.
it's a little bit creepy. So yes, with TikTok, again, the same kind of process with TikTok as it is with Facebook and Insta. It's an automated click of a few buttons in order to get yourself connected. You will need a TikTok for Business account, an approved account with an ads account and a commerce account. But once you do that, you can showcase your product catalog directly on TikTok, promote products by linking them in your TikTok video. Pretty much exactly the same thing and same process as it is on Instagram. And you're on the TikTok platform. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is we've been doing quite a bit of testing with the TikTok. They're called Spark ads. So those are effectively boosted posts. They do a great job of reaching a large audience at a very low cost because it is a very new platform on TikTok. So prepare for some bugginess because mm-hmm. it's been out for not very long. The other thing you can do is collab with other creators in the marketplace as well, and live stream shopping events if you've got 1,000 or more followers.
Yeah, the live stream shopping is really nice because, I mean, you can do it on other platforms too, but it's just nice you can showcase your products in action, answer any questions that the audience may have, mm-hmm. and just kind of give it that more personal feel, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
TikTok live stream shopping by
Sorry.
Kylie Cosmetics.
Sorry, Yagna, I didn't quite catch that. What was that?
I'm saying that I have been victim of TikTok live stream shopping by Kylie Cosmetics.
Kylie Cosmetics, gotcha.
Yes,
not
too bad.
Was it worth it?
No, not at all.
I'm not going to make any comments on Kylie Jenner Cosmetics. but yeah, no, it's a great point. The TikTok shoppable live streams, I know that they're massive in Asia. That is like a huge thing. And I remember, we had Sarah on 6 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago, something like that. Our friend in the live streaming and live shoppable streams world. This is going to hit like gangbusters when things get fully integrated and TikTok and Facebook and Instagram are going to try to go head to head with Jeffrey Bezos and Amazon. You're going to see, I think, shoppable live streams are actually going to be a huge channel. So this is something that I think you would be well suited to take advantage of now, while it's still, I feel like it's still a little bit, it's a little bit under the radar. It's becoming more common, but it certainly isn't, you know, mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely good to take advantage of it before everybody's in it, just to get that mm-hmm. head start and to really just solidify your strategy with it too. Like, if you're going to make mm-hmm. mistakes with it, you might as well do it now.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, Paige, you said you were the Snapchat queen, so let's talk Snapchat.
Yeah, so I love Snapchat. I love their strategy. I believe it's unique to Snapchat, but they do have the AR filters. So with this, you can get branded filters based on your demographic. So on the next slide, we do have some examples, but I was on Snapchat the other day and I saw a Shoppers Drug Mart filter. And you just swipe through and it lets you try on different colors of lipstick. And from there, you can purchase right away. So I think it's nice to just have that interactive and also fun feature. And you can also take photos and send them to your friends of you trying out these new products. So I think that's really smart that they did that. And like I said, different demographics will have different branded filters. So I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, years ago when Snapchat came out with filters, we had done some custom ones for the LPGA for their events, and it was really early days. But Snapchat is really well known in the world of social media. It's actually doing much more innovative things than everybody else, and then everybody steals it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So yeah, for sure. And again, I think Snapchat, if you've got a Gen Z audience and or younger, I know that my 12-year-old son is, him and his friends are on Snapchat, and that is kind of the way for that generation. So I think it's important to also understand that, you know, it's not one or the other, right? It you shouldn't take this approach when you're looking at your social channels. I think what you want to do is you want to be able to share to the most appropriate. So my wife, for example, is very much a Facebook group, Facebook Messenger, secondarily Instagram. But younger audiences like you both might be Snapchat. And Yagna, you mentioned that you're Instagram, right? And I think that's one way to approach your Shopify store is to look at the products that you've got, the targets that you've got, connecting it, and then customizing your catalog towards the most appropriate channel for your audience, what works best for you on each one of those channels.
Yeah, and it's like same with the features too, like you saying for Snapchat. I know I'm 25. If I tell anyone that I have Snapchat, they call me cringy. I guess I'm too old for Snapchat now, but I love the filters. So if you're trying to sell me a product through a filter, like you've got my sale almost. whereas I don't really use Facebook ever. So it's nice to just spread yourself out amongst, various platforms.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, the interesting thing about Snapchat is Snapchat has really embraced AR, right? So augmented reality. So you can see here on, I think it's Gucci, is the filter to, I think you can try clothes on, right? Like you can try shoes on, and you can see what, get an idea of what it'll look like. I know for sure that clearly.ca for glasses does that as well. Which I don't know. Do either of you actually wear glasses on a regular basis?
I do.
Yeah, I'm supposed to wear them all the time. I just don't for meetings because I look kind of dorky, but yeah.
Oh, come on now. I've been wearing glasses since I was in grade 3, so. And I've looked dorky my entire life.
Yeah, I was a baby. I had like the strap around my head so that they would stay on. And I was an ugly duckling back then, but yeah.
Not at all. So yeah, the Snapchat AR filters give you another opportunity to take advantage of some really cool tech in an easy way that doesn't put the burden of the tech on you as a business person that owns a store that's trying to work through some of these things. All right, and jumping back over here, who'd like to walk us through Instagram with Shopify as well?
I can do that.
Okay,
so for... Once again, Instagram is also one of the largest social media apps, so it is a great way that you can set up your Instagram shopping. And the steps for that is really simple, that you just go to Facebook sales and hit on overview, you set up your Instagram shopping, and then you make the connection that is required for Facebook accounts, and then review and accept all the terms and condition, and there you go, your Instagram shopping is ready and integrated with Shopify. Mm-hmm. And it's also a really a good place because Instagram is growing and it is also heading towards headless commerce, as we say. So it is really a great way and a great place to showcase your products. And with that, you can tag and link up to 5 products into your post or video, and you can create an entire storefront and display all your products over there. You can create product catalogs, and soon there will be a way where you can instantly check out of that, which is something that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those features are really great. So you can see in the screenshot here that Instagram has highlighted a different type of a tag, kind of like with the Reels, the shopping bag. The other cool thing about this and talking about content is, you know, people want to see, at least, most people, I think, want to see whatever product it is that they're buying in the context of how they would be using it, whether it's an AR filter or just like in this case, it's fashion, but same thing with makeup or t-shirts, you know, that kind of thing, jewelry, some pretty big verticals there. It really lets you unleash a ton of creativity within the social network with that commerce option as well.
Yeah, and it's nice because on some of these posts, you can see all the comments. So if I ever see a shoppable Instagram post, I always look through the comments because it's just like a customer testimonial. Even if a customer had an issue with the product, you can easily see how the brand is interacting and resolving that issue. And it's also great for influencers too. If they're wearing a nice outfit, they can tag all of their products and their followers can just shop like that. So that's also great.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And just one other thing too. Yagni, do you want to talk about Instagram stories?
Sure. So with now that Instagram shopping is also growing, they have also launched a new feature where you can create shoppable links through stories and followers can tap on products via stories and they can make a purchase. So this is a really great way for small businesses to showcase their products in stories as well. And we are just waiting for the swipe up option.
Yeah. And this is also another thing to keep in mind. And I think this is something that if you're not really that familiar, I get the sense from a lot of people that they're very familiar with, say, Instagram, for example, but maybe not so familiar with TikTok. And same thing with Pinterest. In particular, Pinterest users are interesting because they will quite typically live on Pinterest. Like that's their Pinterest people are Pinterest people, right? Is that with an Instagram, for example, like one of the opportunities you've got is more than just the newsfeed. And in fact, the newsfeed is, I'm not going to say it's dead, but it's far less important than it used to be. Because stories, reels, newsfeed, image post, and in video image, right? In the newsfeed as well. Same thing goes for TikTok, just release stories. Because why not? I guess they all converge, right? They all go to the same spot is really what ends up happening. Except for Snap. I feel like Snap continues to maintain their unique nature. And if you don't know how to use Snap, you're going to be very confused if you get into Snap because it's all swiping.
If you don't know by now, you don't need it.
Pippa's got a great comment here. That company interaction helps build the brand itself and how they respond and address the comments. Naughty Slabs on TikTok is brilliant for this. Maybe don't pull that account up though on live. Okay, NSFW. You got it. What I was going to say is that the opportunity on, say, an Instagram, but it's the same thing on TikTok and all of these, is you don't just have one format. So you could do a series of reels and a series of stories, and you could do newsfeed posts. And in each one of those content types, you've got the opportunity to be a little bit different. You could be a little bit more casual in the reel, for example, and maybe a little bit more zhuzh and branded in the newsfeed itself, where you might have professional photos. And in the reel side, you're using your iPhone or your Samsung or whatever to shoot real style videos. So flexibility, lots of flexibility.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. All right. We're just zipping right along today.
We're on good time.
Yeah, we're on good time. Usually it's 5:15. We're still like halfway through. All right. Pinterest for e-commerce. Pinterest is a great channel for commerce. It's really underrated. It's never nearly as talked about in the general media in terms of when you hear about social networks and what can they do for you, but I think Yagna, do you want to run us through a little bit of some interesting Pinterest stats here?
Yeah, sure. So the average sales order is $50, which is higher than. Higher compared to all other social media platforms. And there are nearly 250 million actively monthly users. 93% of them always make their purchases. And among that 250 million, I'm also one of the Pinterest users. And Pinterest has launched buyable pins, which transforms them into high quality of sales funnel. And users can instantly buy their products via pins. And they can also create product pages, product catalogs, and websites, and connect their all social accounts while displaying your products to whomever they want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, some of these numbers are interesting because, people that are maybe not that familiar with social media will say, well, my demographic is not on Pinterest, for example. But just as an example, and oftentimes people will say, well, Facebook is dead. It's boomers. It's not dead. It's not dead. It's not dying. It's, if anything, they didn't have the expected amount of growth that they've had for the past 15 years. But the stat that I saw is 362 active monthly users in Canada and the United States alone. Okay, that's almost everybody, right? So you've got these networks where you would be surprised, and I think we talked about this before, but and Twitter is like this, and TikTok is definitely like this. For example, I don't know if either of you had heard this story, but so there were stories going around that in China, it's not TikTok in China, but the algorithm in ByteDance's Asian algorithm, it actually promotes science, technology, education, right? All these other things. Nice. And then in North America, we get the can the guy get 250 ping pongs into a cup? Videos,
or right? ASMR
or ASMR, right? Like, are we being dumbed down over here? Probably. But the interesting thing is that book talk on TikTok has just been blowing up organically. And so, there's dog talk, there's book talk, there's clean talk. There are these slices of verticals that exist in every single one of these social networks that you would be like, whatever you want to know about, and Reddit is like this, there will be a community that exists around it. Honestly, it's incredible to see it. But if you're into worm growing in your backyard for fertilizer, you will find a vibrant worm farming community in all of these areas.
Oh, yeah. So, there'll be like 100 posts a day. And you're like, damn, I thought I was the only one.
Exactly. So important to, one, understand that these distribution channels exist and they can all be connected, but then researching each one of those and looking and really understanding, research your audience. Like, go in and you can search for whatever it might be. Maybe you're selling vintage books or vintage clothes. You could be in fashion and makeup. You could be in jewelry. Like, it just could be anything. But if you go spend some time going through these networks, researching the influencers in there, what the community is like, what hashtags they use, how they congregate in very organic ways. Like, that's the power of these hashtags, which are really not all that much, right?
Yeah.
And then you can create content and appeal to your niche wherever it is. It's not like you're trying to go after 260 million Pinterest users. You're not. Right? You're going after that slice that is very relevant to you.
Yeah. Okay. So bottom line, I guess no one can ever say there's no spot for me on social media, because there always will be.
Always is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I like to say, social media is simply the current state of the internet. Like, that's really what it is, and it comes down to it. So again, to integrate Pinterest with Spotify, it's pretty easy. You've got to create a Pinterest business profile, which is easy enough to do. Link and verify your website. That's a simple tag. One site per Pinterest business account. And then it's a matter of configuring and deciding what format you want and how you want to test out your pins. Actually, and this point five here is a very good one for everyone. Sure, Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian, these major influencers can post something up and just use like a one word caption on it, and it's going to go off the charts, right? Because the algorithm's tuned to them. All of these channels, Instagram has a 3,000 character limit. There's a two or 3,000, regardless. LinkedIn is 3,000. There are reasons behind having these types of character limits, because the algorithm still does use text. So if you've got a two or three, and Pinterest is the exact same thing, the copy that you write around the posts that you make is extremely important, and doing it consistently. So you're training that algorithm. Don't just do a one word post to go along with the creative that goes with it. Always try to supplement and enhance the content that you're putting up there. So for example, if we were to take a clip of this live and put it up, we wouldn't just put a transcription there, right? What we would do is add different bits of information that enhance the content of the video, which are going to help the algorithm understand the text around it and the video content around it as well. Mm-hmm. I often see that that is the, like, that is the case. That's what will happen is people will post. But, you know, just as the example, and you may say, well, why would I write a lengthy post if I have an Instagram reel, for example? Well, I think, Paige, you mentioned it. Some people are further down an interest level and want to learn more. They'll see the reel. They want to kind of click or tap through and get more info. So if you've got a product, just like on Amazon as an example, and you should do this with your Shopify store as well, is really focus on writing really good product descriptions in depth. Try to give that info. Answer. So for example, if you've got a Pinterest pin, take your top four questions that your customers ask about the product and use emoji checks and X's to answer those questions. So that if someone does decide to tap through, you've got that engagement right there.
Yeah. And a lot of the times it's the caption that will really sell the product. It's like you said, you can't be lazy when it comes to that. You spend all this time on the actual post and then you don't put any effort into the caption. So they work hand in hand and they're both extremely important to getting to your goal. So if it's to getting a sale, you know, you need to put the same amount of effort into both for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that is a wrap for this week's episode of Live at the Hive Digital Marketing from the Trenches. Yagna, Paige, thanks so much for joining today.
Thank you. And I told you 222, it's a lucky number. You didn't crash.
I didn't crash. I'm very pleased with that. Yeah. We're right on time and no crashes. All right, everybody. Well, we will wrap it up there. Have a great Friday, and we will see you next week on Live at the Hive Digital Marketing from the Trenches. Same B time, same B channel. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Unplug this week.